Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
In a white room with black curtains, near the station.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Also, my Facebook site is facebook.com/Jim Blasingame if you want to go there. We talked about that earlier with Christina. We're developing a little bit more of that. Also on Twitter, at Jim Blasingame, if you want to find me there. And then, of course, smallbusinessadvocate.com, where we have all the things that we do every day and that have been doing now for over 13 years, including the suite that we make available for Christina Cavanaugh's work that she does with us. Christina is with us, and by the way, her last name is spelled Cavanaugh with only A's. The only vowels are A's, Cavanaugh, and that's her website, ChristinaCavanaugh.com. Her book is called Managing Your Email, Thinking Outside the Inbox. Christina, we've been talking about email earlier, and one of the great things, of course, is having your email have the ability for your email to come to your phone. And of course, years ago, BlackBerry came up with an email machine. And then eventually they integrated the phone into the email, and that's when I got my first BlackBerry, was when I could have a phone and email in one handy little device. And now I have a smartphone, and it has all kinds of crazy stuff in it.
Yeah, the evolution. And I like you, I just got a smartphone not long ago. And what I found interesting, I gave up my BlackBerry a couple of years ago because it didn't really suit me from a business perspective. Mm-hmm. And with the smartphone, I wanted to see, now that I had email back on a handheld, how I would react. So my first reaction was exhilaration, going, oh my, I've got this power. Mm-hmm. And I left the ping sound on whenever an email came in. What I started to notice happening to me was I started getting anxious.
Because
every time, it was like Pavlov's, dog, right. Like every time the bell rang,
you had to check it
was time to eat. So I was really interested in that and thinking to myself that I can already feel that happening to me, and I can imagine that people who are totally ensconced in all of this
right.
can't even see their way out of that forest.
Oh, yeah.
Because it means that we're constantly on demand all the time, reacting. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily the most productive way to be.
No, I agree. And, I think back, Christina, you're a lot younger than me, but I can remember back when we didn't have any of this stuff. And we seemed to be able to get our business done back in those days. We seemed to make a living and feed our families and, before there was even, this is even before fax machines. Some people have a hard time imagining, those ancient times. But, yeah. We seem to do that. So what do you suggest? What do you think we should do?
Well, I think what we should do, I mean, we're all email users and we're all dealing with overload. But I think that if I could recommend three things for the spring to help people get on top and manage better, the first thing I would do is restrict your email activity. And when I say that, I mean block your emails and check, like, say, three times a day. Check at 10 a.m., 1 a.m., 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. Mm-hmm. And only check emails during that time and respond to them and, deal with them. I know that this is not just for older people. Katarina Fake, who is the co-founder of Flickr, mm-hmm. It's exactly what she does, and she has it on her board. I have a picture of it here. She's got emails, 10 a.m., 1 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
So that's number one. I would concentrate effort at certain time periods. The number two, I would actively delete and file out of your inbox. The inbox should be for current items only, items
right.
where you're waiting for a response, you're waiting for a piece of information, or you need to deal with it. Other than that, either delete it or get it out of your inbox and file it, and that way it keeps mm-hmm. you free of clutter.
Right.
The third thing I would do is this notion of being ready to exit email altogether. So if you have to work on something at your desk, I would turn off sound from email. Yep. I would turn off your BlackBerry vibrators.
Yep.
No visual cues for
just
doing work during the day.
Close up the program.
Yeah, close up the program. And I would also do that when you leave home at to go home.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't have this stuff on unless mm-hmm. you're expecting something important.
Unless you expect,
leave
right,
it off.
Exactly.
Leave it off. There's nothing, the world is not going to come to an end. There's no Armageddon if you
mm-hmm.
leave the stuff off.
There are, the one thing that bugs people, though, is there are, if you have customers who are impatient customers, a lot of people are worried about that, about not responding back to customers right away. Because you know yourself, you've had people send you an email, and if you didn't get back to them in 8 minutes, they were sending you another email. Why didn't you respond to my previous email? You know, and if that's a customer, that's a problem. And so one of the things you can do is have somebody else, maybe have an assistant, receive your email as well, and let them let you know. Just tell them, just let me know if something comes in that's important.
Well, that's one way. Another way is to probably set up. It's a little more complex, but you could set up an autoresponder that says, I check emails, these times
right.
of the day, I'll get back to you.
Right, that's another thing. Yep.
So that's possible to
right.
do. Or you let your people know in advance that you can't expect necessarily an instant response.
Right, right. Hey, Christina, thank you for being here. Good job today. Great tips today.
Okay,
as
no
always.
Problem.
We'll see you next time. Christina Cavanaugh, ladies and gentlemen, put a .com on the end of her name and you'll find her online. And her book is called Managing Your Email. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.